This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiff's litigation firm. Today's case, Cassandra Murphy, Appellant versus Intensiva Hospital of Greater St. Louis, Inca, DBA Select Specialty Hospital, Respondent, decided August 19, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Eastern District. Cassandra Murphy, Na Idiwalavan 2980, Appellant, Appeal from the Circuit Court of Dachias, St. Charles County versus Cause number 21111 CC1RA88, Intensiva Hospital of Greater, St. Louis Inc., DBS Select, Specialty Hospital. Honorable Brittany R. Smith, Respondent. Filed August 19, 2025. Introduction. Cassandra Murphy appeals the Circuit Court's judgment dismissing her case for failure to prosecute. She raises 2 points on appeal. In point one, she argues the Circuit Court abused its discretion in dismissing her case because she did not delay moving her lawsuit toward trial. In point two, she argues her due process rights were violated because the Circuit Court did not afford her a formal evidentiary hearing before the case was dismissed with prejudice. This court holds the Circuit Court abused its discretion in dismissing Murphy's case because she sufficiently moved the lawsuit toward trial. Point I is granted because point I is dispositive. This court does not address point two. The Circuit Court's judgment is reversed, and the case is remanded with specific instructions to reinstate Murphy's case. Two, factual and procedural history. Murphy filed her petition on December 6, 2021, against Intensiva Hospital of Greater St. Louis for sex discrimination, sexual harassment, hostile work environment, and retaliation under the Missouri Human Rights Act, MHRA. She filed her first amended petition on January 12, 2022. Intensiva served its first interrogatories and first requests for production on March 29, 2022. Murphy filed her response to those interrogatories and requests for production on June 7, 2022. Intensiva moved to compel Murphy to respond to certain interrogatories and requests for production on March 31, 2023. The Circuit Court held a hearing and granted the motion to compel, in part, on May 12, 2023, and Murphy supplemented her discovery on June 12, 2023. No further action occurred until February 5, 2024, when the Circuit Court clerk notified Murphy her case was put on the dismissal docket. The pro forma notice stated the case would be dismissed unless Murphy moved to reinstate the case to active status. Murphy moved to remove the case from the dismissal docket on February 9th, arguing the case was active because discovery is ongoing. The Circuit Court sustained Murphy's motion and reinstated the case to active status on February 14th. On March 18th, Intensiva's lead attorney, Eric Todd, called Murphy's counsel, Bridget Halquist, and engaged in preliminary settlement negotiations. The record is unclear on the exact language used in the telephone call. Word Halquist reported she told Murphy about this negotiation but did not immediately receive a response. After Todd did not hear back from Halquist, Todd's associate, Mallory Stumpf Zoya, emailed Halquist on May 28th, requesting dates to take Murphy's deposition. When Halquist did not respond, Zoya sent another email on June 3rd, again requesting dates to set Murphy's deposition. Halquist did not respond to this email either, so on June 4th, 1st, additional facts regarding the settlement negotiation will be discussed in the analysis. 3. Intensiva noticed a deposition for June 27th. Halquist responded to this filing and said she, Halquist, was unavailable on that date but would get you available dates this week after I hear back from Murphy. Intensiva canceled the deposition. Zoya followed up on June 10th regarding dates for Murphy's deposition. Halquist responded the following day she was still waiting to hear back from Murphy. 1 week later, on June 18th, Zoya again followed up on Murphy's deposition availability, and Halquist said she still could not get a hold of Murphy. Zoya said, if she does not have potential deposition dates by the end of the week, we will file a motion to compel Murphy's deposition. Halquist responded she would file a motion to quash the deposition because she was still trying to get a hold of Murphy and would appreciate some patience. On July 17th, Intensiva moved to dismiss for failure to prosecute or to compel Murphy's deposition. The Circuit Court set a hearing on the motions for August 23rd. At the hearing, the parties were represented by Halquist's associate, Sarah Tomlinson, and by Zoya. The Circuit Court sustained the motion to dismiss for failure to prosecute. On September 6th, Murphy moved to vacate the dismissal. the circuit court held a hearing on the motion to vacate on September 17th, at which Hallquist and Zoya appeared. In support of Murphy's argument she did not delay, Hallquist relayed several statements Todd had told her. The circuit court wanted to reset the hearing for a time when